Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival, here with Benedict Cumberbatch for the film The Power Dog. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Listen, you are playing Phil, which is like a kind of the evil machine of the old film. Is a kind of a cruel, brilliant, but vulnerable as well. So he has everything.
Glad you said vulnerable, because that is the sort of key of why he's cruel, I think. He feels very threatened.
Yeah, and how was it to prepare for that? Because you need to convey everything inside one single character.
I mean, the book is a masterful blueprint. It's an extraordinary piece of prose, a real American classic. The script is a beautiful cut of that animal. And Jane is an extraordinary leader, and she gave me a long runway to sort of saturate and marinate in this character's psyche. And like Kirsten very, very kind of succinctly put it, you therapize with your character. You go into understanding one another, what of you is in that character, and how to excavate that through all sorts of work. And also the manual work of trying to accomplish something of his mastery of pretty much everything he turns his hand to, which kind of could drive you mad, because he it's a lifetime of whittling and braiding and roping and riding and banjo playing and ironmongery and taxidermy. I mean, it goes on and on. The guy was really a polymath. But that's all to sort of build it from the outside in. The inside is the most important thing to hold on to justify his behavior in those moments that are shockingly cruel to us as an audience.
Yeah, which is actually what is weird for us to watch. That when he's by himself, he is actually himself.
This is the gift of cinema. You have a lens on you, and you are suddenly able to reveal something internal and private. And with Ari's photography and Jane's guiding of the lens, it was a real gift for me.
And there is this
that was one of the big draws of the job, actually, was knowing how much non-dialogue there would be in this film. It's old school filmmaking.
All the scenes where you are solo, there is like your relationship with the camera is like you dance with it. It's really intense. It's really fascinating and wonderful to watch. How do you work with that?
Jane's got a capacity, I think, to really give people boldness and freedom to be literally naked, but vulnerable in an emotional sense as well, and just kind of, to really express their sensuality and not feel viewed, to bring it inside and to find it in nature as well. I mean, that was the gift of this character. You know, this isn't sort of hot sex in a hotel bedroom. That's a very different kind of thing to abandon to. This is a deep commune with nature and his nature as well. But like you said, a private moment. And to have that, the wind in the trees, the horse's mane, the ripples of air moving on the water, the feel of the water on your skin, the mud, it's a very visceral thing to abandon yourself to. And it connects you in a profound way to your surroundings and everything else, and you can lose yourself in that and just become a vessel for the story or that point for the character as a
and
gift.
And actually shows perfectly.
Great. Oh, good.
Very
good.
Well.
So, thank you.
Good job.
Thank you. Good.
Thanks a lot to Benedict Cumberbatch for being with us. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.